This is GQDN for July the 11th, 2022. In today's news, we talk about some GoldenEye, some Pokemon, what Sony is doing, and then some Xbox sales. But today, we start with an article from PCGamesSN.com, and they're saying that the new Starfield release date has been pushed back. Now, this is a Twitter post by Bethesda, and they said an update on Redfall and Starfield. So both games. We made the decision to delay the launches of Redfall and Starfield to the first half of 2023. The teams of Arkane Austin, Redfall, and Bethesda Game Studios, Starfield, have incredible ambitions for their games, and we want to ensure that you receive the best, most polished versions of them. We want to thank everyone for their excitement for Redfall and Starfield. That energy is a huge part of what inspires all of us every day and drives our own excitement for what we are creating. We can't wait to share our first deep dive into the gameplay for both Redfall and Starfield soon. Thank you for your support. We go from that to a Destructoid article, and what they're saying is Assassin's Creed Liberation HD is being deleted from Steam. Now, what Ubisoft said in a statement says, quote, "We don't take the decision to retire services for older Ubisoft games lightly. Our teams are currently assessing all available options for players who will be impacted when these games go online, when these games online services are decommissioned on September 1st, 2022. This game was created in 2014. So 8 years for this live service game, well, may just be enough. That's what they're saying, not me. Anyway, now we go to what remakes could be going through. An example is from VG247.com, and they're saying that The Last of Us dev says that The Last of Us Part 1 could be a cash grab. So, this is what Robert Morrison said on Twitter. Quote, "It's just a cash grab." Unquote. Actually, it's the most meticulously built and crafted project that I've ever seen or been a part of in my entire career. The highest level of care and attention to detail possible. So is the cash grab or not? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now we go to NintendoEverything.com, and they are saying that the lady, Devin Pritchard, has become Nintendo of America's Executive VP of Sales, Marketing, and Communications. This is a quote from Nintendo. In fact, it's from Nintendo of America President Doug Bowser. Quote, "Devin's years of leadership at Nintendo give her a deep understanding of our people, our products, and our fans. I have worked closely with Devin over the years and know she will use her knowledge of the brand and unique skill set to help expand our markets, drive engagement, and grow our business through fresh ideas and inspired thinking that will help Nintendo continue to put smiles on the faces of our customers. Good move or bad move? We shall see." Now we go to Destructoid.com, and they are saying that Xbox Series X and S are continuing to see strong sales in Japan. So while Sony came out of the box strong early, Xbox is still coming through with very strong sales. In fact, the region has sold over 260,000 consoles since its launch in the fall of 2020. So it's very impressive and really does show that there's quite a foothold that Xbox has in Japan. But that's just Japan. RockPaperShotgun.com says that Respawn is planning a single-player game set in Apex Legends universe. So, this is very intriguing because Apex Legends has been quite the game that people do stream on. They're on Twitch, and the game is up on Steam and, you know, everything else. But if that goes single player, what could really happen here? Well, you can read the Rock Paper Shotgun's thought on rockpapershotgun.com. It does look very intriguing. Now we go to pushsquare.com, and Sony has officially licensed the PS5 SSD from Western Digital. So now that could be sold over the counter, and so far it's only done there in Europe as far as what I can see. What I don't see is it sold in the US? But it is sold nearly everywhere. So you can get it at Amazon, Best Buy, Newegg, Walmart, just anywhere you want to go. And they would go for nearly everything. So go ahead, look them up and see if you can get one, if you want to expand your memory in your PlayStation 5. That's if you have a PlayStation 5. But if you don't, if you have a Nintendo, Pokemon Puzzle League is going to be joining Switch Online on July 15th, so in 4 days. Now, there was an entire list of games that was announced for this Rewind, and Pokemon Puzzle League is a part of it now. It does make sense, it's a handheld, so handheld games be handheld games. Now, last story, GoldenEye. Yes, you know that. James Bond, 007. Well, the remaster is still in limbo for GoldenEye the game. So, this is what Darren Unger and Jeff Grubb had said on Twitter. Darren Unger said, "Damn, now that makes me sad." And Jeff Grubb replied, "GoldenEye is still in limbo because of the war. One V100 team lead left Microsoft. I don't know what that means for the game." Well, it'll be very interesting to see what happens with the game. So, even with the Hitman developer, IO Interactive, is also working on its own project, 007. It's really, really hard to tell. And I know what's not hard to tell. We are brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, possibly. Depending on how the workout goes. Well, now you know that I'm working out, just running, burning calories. Anyway, this has been a Don Forts production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you when we see you. Go play some games, people.